You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time, 5:45. We have breaking news. Gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman's running mate, Lane Bangerter, has just been ruled ineligible for office of lieutenant governor. The former Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell, on behalf of Utah's elections office, has determined that since Bangerter was not a resident of Utah for the 5 years preceding this election, he doesn't qualify for the role. Bangerter has lived in Utah at various times in his life, but he was a resident of Idaho in 2021. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the man who pled guilty to killing University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe has been officially sentenced to 15 years to life in prison. I'm KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington.
We'll get more from KSL TV's Dan Rascone in just a moment. Second, several schools in the Nebo district were told to lock down for about an hour today after law enforcement heard about a possible threat this morning. Police have one person in custody. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A new accident northbound I-15 after 6 North in Salt Lake has been moved to the shoulder. And a vehicle fire. We have all but the left lane blocked to traffic westbound I-80 at I-215's West Belt Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few rain showers dancing over the Wasatch Front with temperatures in the 60s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
68 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The police standoff and shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina is over. 8 officers wounded, 3 dead. Cops say a gunman on the front lawn was shot to death. 2 people inside the house are in custody. A U.S. Marshals task force of federal and local officers were serving a warrant to a suspected fugitive.
We've lost 3 people. They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place.
Charlotte Mayor V. Lyles. Columbia University started suspending student Gaza war protesters camped out on its lawn. A senior U.S. official says the Hamas delegation has left Cairo, will return with a response to Israel's proposal for a truce and hostage release deal. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There is a deal on the table, and they need to take it. We believe that all efforts need to be brought to bear to convince Hamas to accept the proposal immediately.
This is ABC News.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
And now the KSL in-depth. The big news this afternoon, the sentencing of the man who pleaded guilty to killing Aaron Lowe. He received 15 years to life. Joining us live, KSL TV's Dan Rascone, who was in the courtroom today for book sentencing. So, Dan, what was it like in the courtroom?
Well, Jeff, a lot of emotion and a lot of tears and also an angry outburst by BookBook's, a member of BookBook's family. Apparently, she was recording part of the proceedings. A deputy came up to take her phone away. She went berserk, basically, started calling the judge words that we can't repeat. And he had her arrested and taken away and thrown in jail for 10 days. So that was just a part of it. But then the proceedings went on where Aaron Lowe's father and also mother spoke. In an amazing statement, Aaron Lowe's father forgave BookBook for what he did, saying he will let God be the judge, talking about the wonderful son that he had and what he lost. Also, the mother, very upset. She says, I cannot forgive you. You took away and someone dear to my heart and left a hole in my heart. And so just a lot of emotion, a lot of difficult moments, just a lot of memories of Aaron Lowe, who was a beloved football player for University of Utah, and he lost his life back in 2021 when he was shot and killed by BookBook.
Was there any remorse from the killer at the sentencing hearing?
We didn't see any actual remorse. He did get up and make a statement at the very end saying he's sorry. He was young at that time. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't realize the consequences. He apologized to the family, but there wasn't any emotion in his voice or any kind of tears or anything like that. He says he's learned his lesson. But he did get the maximum sentence, 15 years to life. Sim Gill, the district attorney, believes that he'll probably spend at least 25 to 30 years in prison before he's up for parole.
So was there anything from the judge to BookBook that he might have said during the sentencing of interest?
One of the things that the judge made very clear here is he says, my hands are kind of tied as to what I can actually do. I'm going to give you the maximum sentence here. So it appeared that the judge would probably want to give him a little bit more, but again, he's has to follow the laws there in regards to what he can give. But he did say that this was a crime that needed that justice needed to be served here. That this wasn't about mercy. This was about justice being served. And he believed that that's what he gave him.
Thanks so much, Dan. You're going to have a report coming up on TV. What time?
Yes, 6 o'clock, just in a few minutes here on KSL at 6 o'clock. We'll hear from the family members here outside the courthouse.
That's on TV in about 10 minutes. Thanks a lot, Dan. We appreciate it. Sounds loud there. KSL TV's Dan Rascone.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.